My name's Ken Allman. I'm founder and CEO of PracticeLink.com, one of the nation's largest and oldest online physician job banks. I grew up in Hinton, West Virginia, and soon after college, I landed in St. Louis, Missouri, and now I live in St. Louis and make frequent trips back to my hometown of Hinton. The reason I come back to Hinton, other than the scenic beauty and my friends and family, is that in 1999, I relocated my bootstrap startup business out of my one-bedroom apartment in St. Louis and set up headquarters here in Hinton in the historic district.
At PracticeLink's company headquarters in Hinton, 54-year-old Ken Allman, tall and blonde, oversees a staff of 25. Another 20 employees are located in Louisville, Kentucky and St. Louis, Missouri. Although it's not a large company, about half of the doctors in the United States have used PracticeLink at one time or another when job hunting. Each year, more than 20,000 physicians across the country register with PracticeLink in search of the right position. And healthcare providers pay to find out who they are and what they have to offer.
PracticeLink's really a very simple business model. Hospitals and medical groups, healthcare systems, academic institutions, government agencies, the military, they often struggle to get all the physicians they need by specialty or in quality or in quantity. And PracticeLink serves the needs of just about every entity in the country that recruits physicians.
Each year, for example, the VA recruits 200 to 300 physicians for their hospitals and medical centers across the country. Terry Anderson recruits for VA facilities in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and West Virginia.
PracticeLink is very valuable to me in regards to recruiting highly qualified physicians for the VA to care for our veterans. I use PracticeLink probably 80% of the time. Just about every physician that I know throughout the nation utilizes PracticeLink, and I can tell you my colleagues love it. It's our number one tool in our toolbox. And I had the opportunity to actually meet Ken, and when I told him, hey, I'm from West Virginia, his eyes lit up. We must have talked for about an hour and a half. And we're at a conference, national conference. He's the president, he's the CEO of it, and he gave me all that time.
Why did you move your business back here to Hinton, West Virginia?
I was in my very early 30s. It was a leap. It was right at the beginning of the internet. I was single. I had a little bit of a vision, and I took a chance and tried to explore that vision. And it was very difficult for the first few years. But as an online internet company around 1995, there was a lot of uncertainty about my ability to make a go of this. And I really didn't have the financial resources. It was just an idea. And coming back to Hinton allowed me to learn. It was an inexpensive way to operate an online business in a small town. And I think it was one of the best things I could have ever done.
But bringing his business back to Hinton, a town of less than 3,000 people, was quite a risk at the time. The once prosperous rail town was in the midst of a long downturn. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Hinton, West Virginia grew rapidly as a railroad town, employing hundreds of rail workers. It boasted several hotels, churches, banks, hospitals, and theaters. On top of that, it's the gateway to some of the most beautiful parts of West Virginia, lying in a valley where three rivers come together, the Bluestone, the Greenbrier, and the New. Even during Allman's childhood in the late 60s and 70s, it was thriving.
Hinton was an all-American town. It had a very lively downtown. We had incredible festivals and parades, and church life was very vibrant, and the old high school rivalries were exciting. Movies on Saturdays at the Ritz Theater. Downtown, we had a dozen little restaurants, dress shops, shoe stores, men's shops, little sporting goods store, little hardware stores, a couple of different pharmacies.
Ken Allman's roots in Hinton and West Virginia run deep.
My sister and I grew up here in Hinton. Both sides of our family go so far back, I can't really tell you what generation we are of West Virginian. Our father, our grandfathers, our uncles on both sides of the family, they were employees of the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway, later the Chessie system, and then eventually what became CSX. My father was born in Beard, West Virginia, in Pocahontas County, and he grew up in Ronsford in Greenbrier County before coming to Hinton after the Korean War, where he served in the Air Force and settled in Hinton as a railroad brakeman and conductor. My mom and her family, they grew up here in Summers County. My grandparents grew up a few miles apart. My grandfather was a pipe fitter in the Roundhouse. He had a gospel quartet. And I grew up in a lot of one-room churches throughout the county, along with my mom going to various gospel singing conventions. My mother and father met here in the Hinton Historic District, only a half a block from where we're sitting right now. Our life evolved around youth sports, church, homework, playing with the neighborhood kids. We played sandlot football and wiffle ball and had acorn battles, and we stayed up late playing Risk and Monopoly. None of us will ever forget those memories. It was kind of an all-American blue-collar neighborhood and a really great life.
Greg Rogers, who was a childhood friend of Ken's, remembers that he was always kind and stood up to bullies.
He could have been a bully in grade school, middle school, high school. He was always bigger than everybody else. He was always stronger than everybody else. But he was the peacemaker. Ken was the one that always protected the ones that were getting bullied because he was bigger and stronger, but he didn't let anybody bully anybody else.
Ken believes his sense of fairness and drive to work hard come from family.
My mom was just the kindest, sweetest person on earth, and she still is. And she was the youngest of six, and she invested a great deal of her young life and later years in helping to take care of her mother and father. That meant my sister and I traveled along with that, and that meant we were there hoeing the weeds and plowing the garden and picking the strawberries. And so hard work was a part of that survival. You know, my family wasn't well off. Government cheese was a part of the monthly excitement. We had it was more of a large garden than a small farm, but it helped feed our families. And then you bring in the spiritual foundation that my mom's family had and gospel music. My dad was a hardworking guy. He was a very intelligent guy, and he was just extremely supportive, he and my mom together, of all my wild dreams.
In terms of a career, Ken Allman didn't know what he wanted to do. He spent his first 2 years of college at Concord University nearby and finished up with a degree in biology from Alderson Broaddus in Philippi, all the time working weekends at a local supermarket in Hinton. He spent his 20s doing various jobs in sales, management consulting, and physician recruitment before starting Practice Link from his apartment in St. Louis, Missouri. In the early 1980s, shortly after Ken left Hinton, the town changed.
The 1980s were a very difficult time here. Railroad operations were consolidated, and the completion of I-64 bypassed Hinton. And those two things together contributed to a bit of a 20-year recession here in our community. But as Practice Link's grown and as our community has evolved with local leadership and civic leadership, Hinton has achieved a level of hope, not only for our community, but other communities as well.
The transformation of downtown historic Hinton has been striking. Since 2007, Ken Allman, his family, his colleagues, and other community members have restored numerous buildings and opened new businesses of all kinds that cater for locals and tourists alike. Ken Allman started another business, Mountainplex Properties. Today, it manages 20 local buildings. I'm standing here in the Ritz Theater in Hinton, West Virginia, with you, Ken Allman, and his sister, Sheila. Tell me how this all came about.
We didn't exactly plan on entering the theater business, but it provided a venue for the growth of the company. And the Ritz Theater was built in 1929. It's one of several theaters that existed in the Hinton Historic District. It's the only one remaining. Sheila and I and many of our friends and many, many generations, our parents, grew up in this theater.
We have had generations come in here. This past weekend, we had people come in that hadn't been here in 20 or 30 years, and they were amazed when they looked in here, and they said they missed it.
We transformed it from a rundown large movie house to what you see now, which it was beautifully restored in 2009 with digital cinema, digital sound. We can host business functions here. We can host live events here, and we show movies every weekend.
Are you as inspired as your brother to preserve and renew Hinton?
I think there might be a little competition on who's more. Who's more?
You might be more inspired than he is.
More inspired on it, right.
What inspires you to try to bring Hinton back to life?
When we did the first two sides of the windows of the McCreary building, and I noticed what a big difference that was, it was like turning on the lights. It's just beautiful.
So, Jean, we're leaving the Ritz Theater. We're stepping out here, and one thing that I think we're really proud of is our brick street. So we're going to work our way over to the market just across the street. And I think we're meeting with my mom. My mom, Rosemary. It's a short walk, a little bit of a rainy day. Sorry about that. But we're walking by what's about to become the plaza, Rivertown Plaza, at the corner of Ballingy and 2nd. And this has really been the focus of our efforts over the last several years. From here, you can see the five-story McCreary Hotel built in 1907. You can see the incredible courthouse and the restoration work that the county is doing there, the post office. This is a very historical corner. John F. Kennedy spoke on this corner during his election bid. This is really one of the most beautiful corners I think you can find in any small town. The Hinton Historic District, it's a national historic district, and it's 16 square blocks, which makes it one of the largest national historic districts in the country. Most of it looks just the way it did when it was built 100 years ago.
We've come across the street to the market on Courthouse Square, where folks come to meet and chat.
And my mom. So three classmates, and my mom.
Kenny, he was a good little boy. Maybe not everybody in the neighborhood thought so, but I did. But he liked to play army, and he's very loving, tender-hearted, and just a sweet little boy in my book.
He wasn't a lot of trouble.
He wasn't. Him and his sister both were good kids. I remember his fourth grade teacher, Miss Hazel Davidson, told me one day, she said, I often wonder what Kenny will grow up to be. And I'm looking at her like, why, you know? And she said, because he always starts a sentence out, I wonder what if. And she did live to see some of his success.
Of all the things that Ken has done, of what are you the most proud?
I'm just proud of the way he's turned out, loving and giving. I wish his daddy was living to see what he has accomplished.
She added that she's proud, too, of the deep Christian faith of both of her children.
Me too. I got to do that.
Another few steps up the street, we meet people sitting on the front porch of the Guesthouse Inn on Courthouse Square, open since 2007. Four buildings were restored to create this beautiful bed and breakfast facility. It's popular among business guests of the town, as well as folks coming to Hinton for vacations and reunions.
There's a lot of people coming home. There really is. That is what has us looking at the possibility of expanding that a little further.
I'm thankful somebody's shown the interest.
Ken Allman is a very interesting individual in that he has more ideas in 5 minutes than I'll have in 5 years.
Businessman and childhood friend Greg Rogers.
His mind is always working. He's always thinking. He's a visionary. He's always out in front and thinking about bringing his business back to Hinton. A soft spot in his heart brought that back to West Virginia, which he could have left it in another state, but he was concerned about the people in his hometown and did everything that he could within his power to benefit the folks in his hometown of Hinton, West Virginia.
Ken Allman, PracticeLink, and Mountainplex Properties have been honored for their work. In 2014, Ken was named Small Business Person of the Year in West Virginia. That same year, PracticeLink magazine was named the top publication of the year in healthcare in the United States. In 2016, Allman was honored by the West Virginia Preservation Alliance for the historic preservation work in Hinton. Jack David Woodrum, president of the Summers County Commission, acknowledges that many people have wanted to redevelop and restore Hinton, and many have contributed to that effort. But Ken Allman has made the biggest difference.
With what Kenny's been able to bring to the county, when you look out one of the windows here, I mean, you look around, it looks like you're looking at a postcard growing up here. You know, I've seen business at its peak, and I've watched it go away. And it's remarkable what he's been able to do, and the facelift he's given to town and the inspiration he's provided to others to do the same has been tremendous.
Terry Giles, who has known Allman and his sister Sheila since they were children, calls Ken Allman a prince.
What I mean is that he embodies the spirit of Hinton, and I believe the spirit of West Virginians. He never forgets where he comes from. He is always eternally optimistic about the abilities of people from Hinton, people from West Virginia. He is committed to the future of our state. He is a prince in the sense that he does not lord it over anyone, but he inspires people to rise up with him. He has re-inspired our hometown of Hinton to remember what we were and what we are and what we can be.
In his late 40s, the longtime bachelor Ken Allman married Julie, an interior designer. They live in St. Louis, but regularly travel back and forth to Hinton. And recently they've been blessed with a young son, Charles. Wherever they are, West Virginia is not far from their thoughts.
You know, I love West Virginia. It just energizes me. Wherever I am in the world, if Country Roads comes on, I'm probably like a lot of other West Virginians. I can't help but get emotional. There's something that ties us all together as West Virginians that we can't take for granted.
The extraordinary rebirth of Hinton, West Virginia would not have been possible without the success of PracticeLink, the online physician recruitment company that Ken Allman started more than 20 years ago.
From our humble beginnings in our beautiful, humble little community here, we affect the entire world of healthcare nationwide on a daily basis. That's an amazing feeling. We're not the biggest company in healthcare. We're a small company that makes a big difference.